Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Nelson Aguilar met with the media during Ravens OTAs in Owings Mills.
How much more, I guess, how much help do you think that would be for the guys coming back to be in year two?
It's very helpful because we know how he thinks. And even in this offseason, he's done a really good job of allowing us to dive even deeper in his thought process and how he sees his offense working between him, Coach Harbaugh, you know, T. Martin, you know, Coach Lewis, our receiver coach. Everybody wants us to truly understand the objective, why we're running routes, why we're getting out of routes, what we're seeing from defenses, and what it looks like for us to, you know, do what we need to do well. First, I mean, familiarity is a positive, so we're more familiar. So in terms of change, I would say it's just a better understanding. Better understanding allows you to play fast. Better understanding allows you to make adjustments. So the change is more of the knowledge and how we're teaching things that work really well and how we're trying to eliminate things that we may have struggled at. That's what got better.
You know, the last game of the playoffs is always one that sticks with guys. We've asked a couple guys about, you know, how they're moving on. We've heard some guys are thinking about it, some guys are moving on. How are you approaching that Kansas City game that ended last season?
I probably have a different approach than most because each year has a new life. You're always motivated by shortcomings, but you also have to embrace the new opportunity. Everybody has the same goal right now in the NFL. Every player has the same goal. Every team has the same goal, and that's to get the Lombardi. So what happened last season can fuel you in terms of your focus, but you have to be present with what you're being taught now.
What do you think we're going to do? The extension, I guess, how did that come about? Why did you want to be here longer, and what are your goals just, you know, in this next year?
Well, first of all, I'm blessed to be in year 10. Like, I mean, if you told me as a child I'd play 10 years in the National Football League and feel the way I feel, I would scratch my head because I feel amazing. I have a lot of fun doing what I do. I mean, I can run all day and have a good time. So that's a blessing. But then to do it here, this place makes it even more enjoyable. You know, this is family. This is home, familiarity. And just a great group of dudes, from my quarterback to the guys I play receiver with to the guys I practice with every day on the defensive side of the ball. They make me better, but we also just enjoy each other. So I couldn't be more happy that I got to play year 10 in Baltimore and live here and do what I do.
You're in year 10. Zay's in year 2. Rashad's in year 4. What do you think we're going to see from those two this year?
Competition. They're going to compete. They're going to get better. They're going to make a lot of plays. I think those two guys are two very electric players, but also two very tough-minded dudes. And that's what you get from veterans. You get tough-minded, you get resilient, where next play mentality. Because if everybody thought that you were going to be perfect week in and week out, that's a lie. A veteran separates himself from a rookie because he has a next play mentality, and he's able to bounce back when things don't go ideal. And I think those two guys have done a great job of that. You know, Bateman has done an amazing job. And Zay, man, he's hungry. He's hungry, and he's a great player.
Nelly, I think you've worked out with him a couple of times on your own as Zay. What stuck out to you about just what it's like working out with him?
I just love the way he likes to work, honestly. You know, he's a young dude that loves football. He loves grinding. He loves just anything about it, whether we're route running, whether we're speed training, whether we're weightlifting, whether we're doing recovery. He's embraced everything I've kind of introduced him to or ideas he's had. He's like, yo, Nelly, you want to join me with this? Or Nelly, can I join you with that? And it's cool because, you know, that's where the brotherhood comes from. And that's when, you know, crucial situation, third and whatever, you know, you trust each other and you work well for each other. First thing I do is I truly want to make them feel comfortable in terms of, like, I'm happy you are here. because they will make us a better football team. I truly believe that. And then when we compete, if I even get one little bit on them, I'll let them know. So they could feel like, man, I'm not going to let this old head, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a good thing. And they're both super competitive, and they have great feet, and they got good feel, and they're going to get better. And it's my job as an older guy to be present and alive when I go against them. I can't relax. I have to, like, do things, different things I know from creativity, from guys I've learned from back in the day, and also share some information I know of other corners I've gone against. But I think they're two talented dudes, and I'm grateful to play with them.
I know you guys have a lot of confidence in Josh as a quarterback, but what's it like to have when you have practice and you have Lamar out there throwing the ball?
I mean, Lamar Jackson is Lamar Jackson. You know, he does an amazing job, you know, just kind of going through his progression. You know, he has unreal arm angles, but he also just knows how to see everything the way he needs to see it in the game and, you know, when the defense is giving you something. He does a great job. But like you started, you're talking about Josh. Josh has done an amazing job this offseason. You know, he just continues to lead. He continues to, like, put everybody in position. And he's also doing a good job helping the two younger quarterbacks. You know, and Lamar does a great job because those two young quarterbacks see a guy just execute and just have command. Lamar has command without it being overly like, he could just do it. You know, he does it and we understand it.
Nelson, speaking of Lamar, it looked like you joined, you know, him and Zay down in South Florida, I think it was last week. Did you run stuff with them, and what kind of stuff did you all sort of work on, talk about?
Top secret. But we're training, getting better, you know. We're all Floridians, so we enjoy training down there in that heat, and it's a good time.
And what do you see just from him? I know it's obviously early days, but, you know, from your first impressions of you got here last year to now?
I mean, I got to spend time with him last all season also, and I always say people don't realize how cerebral LeBron Jackson is. The conversations he has with you one-on-one about what he sees and what you may see. Like, even today, like, I'll be honest, I had an in-cut, like, basic, and my mannerisms was the reason why I didn't complete the ball, because I saw something and he saw something else. And whether we completed it or not just then, I got better when I walked to the sideline. He showed me on the film. He's like, yo, Nelly, the reason why I'm thinking keep going is because I look at this nickel and I see his body language. I said, well, I did take a snapshot at the nickel and I thought he was going to drop, but he said, he ain't going to get there by the time I'm going to zip it. I'm going to zip it 2 yards here. And that was what makes a special quarterback special, because you may see something, but when they allow you to see what they see, you now can be consistent with your, you know, mannerisms and your cuts.
Thank you, Nelly.
Appreciate y'all. Have a great day. Yeah.